As the Sockeye and Chum runs pick up on the Kuskokwim River, salmon fishing restrictions have eased for lower river fishers. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
About 120 miles of the Kuskokwim from the mouth to the village of Tuluksak has seen some relief from recent salmon fishing restrictions. The river was originally put on rolling closures of 7 days. It was the longest fishing restriction in the river's history. Nets were restricted to 4 inches to avoid any chance of catching king salmon, which is seeing one of the weakest runs on record. Then, state managers announced a 5-day extension of the closure. That led to more frustration among fishers concerned with getting enough food for the winter, and several villages fished in protest last week. Citations were given and fish and nets were seized. After 12 days of no salmon fishing, a 3-day opener was called for other salmon species. Nets were restricted to 6-inch gear. Still, fishers were concerned that the good weather for drying a winter supply of fish had passed them by. Bethel fisher John Wallace.
When you added 5 days to it, look where we are now. We're in the middle of a 3-day opening, and it's liquid water out there for air. It is a struggle where there's going to be waste.
Wallace was scolding fish managers at a recent meeting of the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group. The group advises state and federal managers. They sought to extend the 3-day opener to 6 days.
It is not going to hurt to have a 3-day extension.
That's Beverly Hoffman, chair of the working group.
I don't feel that people are going to go out with 6-inch nets just to try and get a couple of kings. I know for the first time in 4 decades, my family is not putting up strips.
Strips traditionally come from king salmon, cut into long ropes that are dried and smoked. Last week, the advisory group was overruled by fish managers. The group had recommended a fishing window between the 7- and 5-day closures, but the fish managers overruled that. Civil disobedience ensued. This week, fish managers responded to local requests and agreed to extend the limited openers to 6 days for the whole river. They say the king run appears to be late and is picking up. Kevin Schaberg is a research biologist with Fish and Game.
There is some potential for achieving our management objective based on this late run timing figure.
However, managers are still playing it safe and did not agree to another recommendation by the advisory group, which would reduce closures by 2 days on the middle and upper river. Those areas remain on 12-day closures, which will be followed by 6-day openers. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.